And did you know that you could help save marine life just by changing the way you drink? The humble plastic straw is one of the most dangerous things that constantly makes its way into the ocean. And statistics have shown that by the year 2015, if we continue at the rate we're going, there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish. The Last Straw is a campaign setting out to reduce the use of straws around the world. And joining us now on the line is founder of The Last Straw, Eva McKinley. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning.
Now, can you just give us a brief overview about the campaign? What are the kind of things that you're doing to, you know, reduce straw use?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been working sort of threefold. The first is working with venues, so cafes, bars and restaurants, and trying to encourage them to adopt a policy of giving out straws on request only. So not just handing out two straws in every drink. And on top of that is also trying to advertise to their customers that, you know, they're trying to do something good for the environment, so please support us on this. The second way that we work is with consumers. So we're also working with people in the community to try and drum up support in their local area for venues to go straw-free. But also for individuals to refuse a straw when they go into a bar and just, you know, like you would say, I'll have my drink without ice. Say, I'll have my drink without a straw as well. And the third way that we're also working is trying to get councils and lower levels of government on board as well to try and get whole areas involved in this movement.
Now, this is an issue that myself, I've only become aware of quite recently, and it's clearly something that people have gone from not thinking about at all, you know, like straws, it's just something that comes in your drink. It's you know, like you just don't think about it. It's there, to something that people are really being conscious about. What do you think is most important for people to consider when it comes to straws?
Yeah, sure. I think you're absolutely correct. Like in the last couple of years, we've gone from not even thinking about straws to it kind of being a bit of a national conversation, which is really exciting. I think it really sort of came down to that, I say the turtle video, and everyone knows what I'm talking about, the video that went viral a couple of years ago with the turtle with the straw stuck up its nose. And I think that kind of was a bit of a reality check for people that, you know, it's not just an innocent piece of plastic tubing in your drink that you can just use and throw away. Like, it actually has real-life impact on the other side of its life cycle. And that can be incredibly dangerous for our wildlife. So I think what people can do is just be aware, mostly, sort of start considering that straw as not just a novelty or a convenience, but as something that is actually really choking up our waterways, our oceans. You know, that stat about plastic in the ocean by 2050, that's a projected statistic. So, you know, we can do things to make sure that that doesn't happen, because I'd rather more fish in my ocean than plastic, personally.
Now, you did mention that video with the turtle, and immediately it sprung that image, sort of rewatching it in my mind, which is quite awful and upsetting. So can you explain to us what it is about straws that makes them particularly dangerous or unwanted in our oceans?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first thing is that most places can't recycle straws. So they end up in the bin, or they end up in the drain. All drains lead to the ocean. So there is, and on beach cleanups, the most prominent piece of plastic that is found is the plastic straw. And the reason why that's a problem is because animals not only sort of mistake them for food, or they get wedged in their bodies. There's an amazing woman in New South Wales who runs this thing called Strawkillers. So every weekend, a bunch of people go snorkeling and do a bit of a cleanup just under the water. And they recently found an octopus that had straws curled up in four of its tentacles. So this plastic in a large scale is getting everywhere. But it's also actually what happens when the plastic starts to degrade in water conditions. So under sunlight and in water, plastic degrades at an accelerated rate, which means that so it's not just the big physical pieces of plastic that we're seeing wedged in turtles' noses. It's also the tiny microscopic pieces of plastic that are pervading our ecosystem from the very bottom up. So it's like straws are a big part of that, but yeah, disposable plastics in general in our oceans is just a bad time.
We're speaking with founder of The Last Straw Campaign, Eva McKinley, speaking about how we can save marine life by changing the way we drink by not using plastic straws. Now, I'm sure we all know people who are quite passionate about things that really aren't important and maybe feel quite strongly about using straws in their drinks. What are the alternatives to using these harmful plastic straws?
Yeah, sure. The good news is there's lots of alternatives available, and it's only going to get that number's only going to increase as sort of research and technology in the area of alternatives to plastic comes stronger. So at the moment, I advocate for reusable straws, so venues to adopt that, but also people to carry them about on their person. It's kind of like using a keep cup. And stainless steel is a great option. There's like treated glass, there's bamboo. So they're all great reusable options. There is also the old paper straw, and I do get a lot of people asking me, why don't we just go back to using paper straws? Well, when paper straws were prominent, we had a much smaller population and there was a much smaller volume of those straws actually being used. When it comes to alternatives, you've got to think about the life cycle of the product. You know, if you're buying paper straws not from a recycled source, then that paper's got to come from somewhere, and we're already facing mass deforestation crises. So, you know, you don't want to replace one problem with another. At the end of the day, when it comes to disposables, it's just about using less. So you can have the ideal thing to replace it with one-to-one, but it's still just replacing waste with waste. So, yeah, like we always advocate for people to just use less disposables, use a reusable straw where possible, and where not, just don't use one.
Now, Eva, have you had much pushback from venues when it comes to encouraging them to remove straws, or is it difficult to sort of get them on board this campaign?
The really good thing about this has been that the amount of pushback we've had from venues has been very minimal. So, yes, there are some venues that, and it's mostly they're concerned about, you know, alienating their customers or making their, you know, customers' experience not as good as it usually is. But the funny thing about it is that it's mostly the customers and the staff that are actually pushing for this change to happen. So, you know, most venues I'll say that are a little bit resistant, I'll say just try it. Like, try it for a week. Say to your people that you're trialing this new thing. But yeah, like the overwhelming majority of people have been seeking us out because they want to do something. So it's definitely a change that people are really pushing to make.
Well, it's great to hear that this movement is gaining so much momentum. And obviously it's important for people to just to remember to just ask not for plastic straws.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Eva McKinley there. She's the founder of The Last Straw Campaign, which is the goal of reducing the use of plastic straws around the world in a bid to save our marine life.